right now. He's going to tell you all the details. You're going to love this. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Randy?
Yes.
Hey, Randy. How's it going in your neck of the woods?
Oh, a little slow right now.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's see if we can help you out here so that way we can get you all picked up and rocking and rolling. I know you were talking to Angela about the first page placements of Google. Did you have any questions on how that service worked for you?
Just barely started talking to her, and then she sent me to you. So I'm not too sure exactly.
Okay. Okay.
How it all works.
Gotcha. Okay. So, I mean, I see you have a Google Business profile already. How it works is we actually populate you to the first page of Google for the services that you provide. Now, once you're up on that first page, at the time people are searching, they can just click and call you directly for the services that they're reaching out for. You never share that position with anybody at the same time, and you're not sharing your customers because it's a direct call service to you. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see you have a Yelp. I see you also have a website. Do you have a Facebook at all or anything like that, or is that mainly all you have is just the Yelp and the website?
I think I have a listing on Facebook, but it's just something I don't even open.
Okay.
Thrive handles most of my stuff.
Thrive?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you said? Okay. Is that
used to be the AT&T phone book company.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And they handle, like, your website and that's it, or...?
The website and some advertising that they put my name out on different search engines.
Okay, gotcha. So how it works here, are you like in a contract with them or?
No, it's a month-to-month thing.
Okay, okay. So how it works here is we do the Google Business searches so that way you can populate for the services you offer. And then on top of that, we actually run a retargeting campaign through Facebook so that way people can click to call you directly from there as well. We do offer to put you on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple, but there's a strict Google rule, and I don't, because the customer hurts in all fairness, is they can't have two people working on the same thing. So you can't have like us working on your Google Business profile if you have them working on your Google Business profile. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Did they build your website?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they would be able to still maintain the website for you if you wanted us to take over the Google Business profile and pair that up with the Facebook retargeting campaign. I know my representative, Angela, she said for me to give you a legacy rate because you've been in business since 1946. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Family-owned business? It just got passed down generations, or?
Second generation now.
Second generation. Okay. I was going to say.
Okay. Well, I've had it since 85.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. All right. Now, with this, it is just a flat rate of $249 month-to-month to do everything that we talked about. And we take actually $100 of that $249, and we put it towards your Facebook retargeting campaign. We allocate that funds. That's what I was looking for. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, Randy.
You've got my attention so far.
Yeah. I was going to say, we only work with one company per industry, per area. So, for us, we are Google Premier Channel Partners. So, once we do close this listing with you working on the first page, we don't work with anybody else in the area who does what you do. Okay. So
when you say area, how far out are you talking about?
We usually do it into like a 50-mile radius.
Okay, well, that's reasonable.
Yeah, yeah. And then, so let me see here. Okay, yeah. So, Randy, I mean, I'm pretty sure you want to take advantage of this. That way we can get you in the areas that you're looking for in the 30-mile radius. And that way we can start populating you on Facebook as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
as far as,
sure?
as far as Thrive goes, is that something that y'all would contact them, or do I need to? Because the reason I'm saying that is because y'all know more what you're talking about than what I do.
Yeah. So you would need to contact them, but the only thing that you would just say is like, hey, I want to cancel my advertising service. Can you still host my website? And then that's it. Unless you want us to build you a brand new website, then we can do that as well. It's really up to you.
Well, I like the website I have now.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I would just call Thrive, because typically how it works is like even with us, I take you through a voice verification, and then I also have you do an account setup for a password. So the only person that's allowed into your account is you. Nobody else on behalf of you would be able to, like, call you and say, like, oh, I'd like to get more information on, you know, the billing, or, you know, I'd like to cancel the account. We want to make sure that it's coming from you. So same thing with other companies as well.
I get calls for Google that say this all the time.
All the time, yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes 2 or 3 a day.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. There's a lot of companies out there claiming to do what we do. There's only 40 of us in the country that have the Google partnership. So you just kind of have to be careful with who you're talking to at that point. But you would have to reach out to Thrive, and you would have to tell them, hey, would like to cancel my marketing service, but can you guys still host my website? And they'll do that for you. Don't host your website for a cost of whatever that monthly fee will be for them.
Okay. Or okay. They'll transfer it to whoever they have it contracted with.
Yeah, I mean, they'll probably keep the website. Like I said, they'll host it, because you can't really transfer websites like that. People use different platforms, so they can't integrate with all the platforms. So they would be able to host it. It would still stay on your Google Business profile. We would just start populating you to the first page for all the services that you have, and your website would be right there with it.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Okay. Now, I do want to go over timeline with you, because it's not like it's a flip of a switch. The Facebook would be up and running within 7 to 14 days. Okay, Facebook ads would be up and running, populating into your target market area. The Google listing takes a little bit of some time. It usually takes around 30 to 45 days. Depending on where they have you, I just stick with the 30 to 45 days, because that's that worst case scenario. Best case scenario, we've gotten our customers up on that first page when they already have that listing within 15 to 20 days. So it just all depends on where you're listed right now and then how fast we can populate you, okay? I just want to set the proper expectations for you. Okay.
So when I get with Thrive, I'll tell them to stop it like in a month.
So you would stop it as soon as, like, we secure the listing here. I would advise you to go and stop it with Thrive, because that's where you're going to have the conflict of interest, and I don't want anything to happen to you and your Google Business profile that you already have. You can only have one company in there at a time.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I just want to set you up for success. I don't want anything to happen to, like, I've seen it happen before with our customers where they've had two different companies besides us in there, and they've had, like, suspended accounts, their account got locked out, and they had no idea why. And then once we dig a little deeper and we're like, well, I had two companies working on the same thing, I'm like, there it is. So I always go with caution with my customers here, because I want to make sure it's a smooth sailing for the first month for you guys, and always want to make sure that we do things right off the bat for you, okay?
How do I get in touch with you guys?
Well, you could either call the number that's on your phone, or you can call the 877-635-6225 number, and that's a direct service line to our customer service. But when
Let me repeat that back. 877-635-6225.
6225. So 6225.
Yes, that's what I put.
Okay.
6225. Yeah. Okay, I got it right then.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can secure the listing here with you. That's not a problem. It's just when we do that onboarding call with my tech team, they're going to, you know, get access to the Google Business Profile. They're going to start making sure that you're populating for all the services you offer. Also, too, making sure if you want to target a specific city or zip code, that's where we have to put you. But when we had that onboarding call, that's when you should probably already be canceled with Thrive, so that way there's no confusion when we jump in there and start, you know, doing the keyword searches for you. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm asking this stuff in case it takes me a day or two to get it done.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I can push out the onboarding call. I know they probably... Yeah, they probably don't have anything till tomorrow. Yeah, I'm looking right now. So, I mean, I can book your onboarding call tomorrow at some point, so that way it can give you the rest of the day and then tomorrow morning to get everything canceled, and then we can do that onboarding call as well. Does that sound fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. Let me see here for you. It's weird. When I try to open up your Facebook account, it won't let me open it. And I'm going like right off from your website, which is kind of weird. Okay.
I can't tell you. I don't think I've looked at it in 2 years.
Okay. So. Okay.
As far as you know,
it's not up, right?
I only look at my own Facebook account once every couple of months.
Okay. Well, if it's not up and running and it's dormant, what we can do is we can help you set up a new one from your Facebook account that you have for the new business page, if that's the case. But for some reason, when I click here, it just goes to my Facebook, like timeline. It doesn't bring yours up, which is super weird because typically it just brings yours up. But the Google Business Profile, is that located at the 720... College Street?
Try again. It's two O's.
Coolidge?
Coolidge. As in President Coolidge.
Coolidge Street? And then it's, let me see here. Okay. And then the zip code is the 70503?
Yeah, could I put that as my post office location instead of because that's my house.
Yeah.
As well as my business.
Yeah, I assume that you're not taking, you know, people's electrical stuff and bringing it back home. you work from home,
typically
I get that.
Not.
I mean, out of your house. Yeah. So what we do here is we're just going to verify the Google Business listing. That's what this is going to be associated with. This won't be on the Google Business Profile, though. The only thing is it'll just have the city, the state, and the zip code. It's just for Google verification. That's all it is for.
Okay.
Okay. And then the phone number?
Well, what about when the search is done with the, you know, show everybody's location on a map?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll just have the city, the state, and the zip code. That's it. It won't have your actual pinpoint address on there because they don't want everybody knowing that where you live.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Now I have the business phone number at 337-781-2502. Now question here. It's not extra at all. Some of my customers like this, some of them don't. It just depends on, you know, your preference. We can set up a business phone number for you that it redirects to your phone, but it won't have like your personal phone number on there. Now, if you want it on there, that's fine. We can keep it on there. But if you don't, we could always make that Google Business phone number for you as well. Do you want one or no?
No, I just as well leave it the way it is.
Okay. I just always like to ask because some people are like, yeah, my phone won't stop ringing. So I'm just
well,
like,
I like it when my phone's ringing as long as it's customers and not junk calls.
Exactly. And that's why I asked, because when we put that in there, we can put like, you know, the different services that you offer, like, you know, for installation, press one, for service, press two, to talk to Randy personally, press three, and it weeds out the robocalls. It doesn't weed out 100%, but it does weed out some of them where customers like that. So that's why I said, do you want that? Or if you like your number the way it is, then we'll keep it that way and not just make sure that that stays the same. Okay.
Okay.
And then Randy, that's your first name, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What's your last
name?
And
that phone number is my cell phone. So
okay.
It's the only number I use.
So it's the 337-781-2502?
Correct.
Okay. And then what's your last name, Randy?
You want to take a shot at it?
I might butcher it. Go ahead.
it's originally from France.
Okay. Okay.
So
mine's from Germany.
You're not going to take a shot at it, huh?
Is it Richux?
I've heard worse.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Think of getting new shoes for your feet.
New shoes.
Reshoe. Rechoux. Shoe.
Okay. My name is pronounced Molenkamp, and the way that you spell it, people butcher that all the time. It's so.
I feel your pain.
Yeah. When I was in school back in the day, my teachers that were like substitutes, they wouldn't even call me by my last name. They would look and they would just say Charlie, and I'm like, I'm here. Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate it. Oh, Randy, what's a good email address to send everything over to you in writing as well?
rres57@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure that was the right one. Because that was
the initials are for Randy Reshoux Electrical Service.
Okay, gotcha. RRES57@gmail.com, correct?
7.
57?
Yes, 57@gmail.
Okay. For some reason, it's just saying invalid, but I mean, I think it's just because this thing is, please enter a valid email address. This is a valid email address. What are you talking about?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I've been having that email for about 15 or so years.
Okay. I just sent you an email just from me. I'm just going to test it really quickly. I just wrote test on there. It's going to come from Charlie Molenkamp. You actually see my last name and you're going to be like, I know what you mean. But yeah, it looks like it's sent through. So I don't know why this is saying it's invalid. So that's weird.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, okay. It might just be the system.
I don't see how anybody can mispronounce your last name. That one's easy.
Does it?
Yeah, that's easy. let me give you a hard one.
Okay.
I-S-T-R-E.
I-S-T-R-E. Estray?
Nope. East.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have gotten that. No way.
That's a hard one.
Whose is that?
Contractor I used to work for.
Really? And what is that from, though? Like, where part of?
That's French.
Oh, it's French? Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, too many last names. I'm not good with pronouncing, as you can already see, I'm not really good with pronouncing names very well. So I always understand when people butcher my name. I was like, it's okay. I understand. I don't take it personally.
Well, anytime you get those long names like yours, you know, you got 10 letters in there. It starts to get, your brain just looks at the first few letters and then looks at, says, I'll forget it.
That's what it is. Yeah, because it's so long. It's a 10-letter deal where people have called, people actually ask me, are you related to John Mellencamp? And I was like, I have an uncle named John, but I'm not related to that John.
Well, I can see where they would, I could see that.
Yeah, yeah. So they always ask me that. I'm like, no. All right, let me see here. For some reason, that's so weird. Okay. And then, Randy, for the services that you provide, are you providing services for, like, install as well as services as well, or are you just doing services?
Yes. We do installations. We do new wiring, rewiring,
okay,
repairs.
And do you guys just do, what kind of panels do you do? Are you guys doing low voltage as well, or you guys do high voltage only?
Well, in my line of work, high voltage is, you know, like 18,000 volts and stuff like that.
Right.
What you would consider high voltage, yes.
Okay. Well, I used to be a low voltage actually guy. I used to actually work on fire alarm systems, back in right out of high school. So, you know, that's not the only high voltage we were doing, I think was like 120, and that was to go to the air ducts, and that was it. But I was just wondering if you're doing stuff like fire systems as well, or are you just doing?
No, we don't do fire systems. That requires a special license for that.
Gotcha.
But we do other low voltage system, you know, telephone and TV and
burglary, stuff like that. Cat 5. Cameras.
No, Cat 5. Yeah, cameras.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. Okay. I just want to make sure. I want to make sure you're getting calls for the services that you provide. I don't want you to be like, they're like, hey, Randy, how's it going? Can you put a fire alarm system in my building? And you're like, I don't do that. You know, I want to make sure that they're calling you for the services that you provide on Google. So, okay, I have that for you. So, Randy, for the securing this listing here for the 249, are you going to put it on a business credit card? Are you going to use a debit card?
I can use a debit card.
Okay. Is that just your first and last name, or does it have your business name on there?
It's listed as Randy Reshoes Electric.
Randy Reshoes Electric. Okay. And then is that the same address, billing address, as the 720?
Nope.
Okay. Do you have – I'm ready for the billing address when you are.
P.O. Box 53811.
And you said P.O. Box 53811. 811. Okay. And then the city that's in?
It was Lafayette, Louisiana.
Okay. And then the zip code, is that the same as the 70503?
05.
Okay, so not 0305. Okay. And then is it a MasterCard, a Visa, American Express? Master. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number.
5480, 1221, 0037, 1277.
All right. Can I repeat that back to you?
Please.
Okay. I got 5480, 1221, 0037, 1277.
Right.
Okay. And then you have your expiration date?
226.
Okay. And then your security code on the back.
544.
Okay. And then I'm going to do a security question for you. Like I said, I just want to make sure that we're always talking to you and you're always talking to us. I have three names or three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, and your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Well, since we've been playing with names, we're going to go with option A. And you'll get another shot at pronouncing something.
Okay, let's hear it. You can spell it out for me, and then I'll try, okay?
Okay, G-R-O-S-S-I-E.
Is it Grossi?
Nope. Oh. Not far off, though.
How do you say
Grossi.
It? Grossi. I was thinking that, too. I was like, this is going to be like a trick pronunciation here, and I was like, I'm going to go with Grossi. Grossi. Okay. That's your mom's maiden name. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. I can give you another difficult one if you want a shot at it.
No. Don't stop torturing me, Randy. Oh, so bad with names.
It's another one like East. You wouldn't see it coming.
I wouldn't see it coming. Yeah, when you tell me that one is the I-S-T-R-E. It's weird how the letters represent such a pronunciation. The pronunciation is just like you would never, the way that we're taught, you're never even thinking of the sound that it makes. So when you gave me that one, that was like,
all the letters. All the letters came from ancient Rome.
Oh, okay.
And when the Roman Empire spread, they gave you the alphabet and said you put it together like you want.
To
the different countries. So some countries like in England, they ran out of letters for some things because they couldn't get had more sounds than they had letters. So they had a thing called a chicken that they didn't have a letter for. Mm-hmm. So they came up with the CH to make a ch sound and, things like that.
Like
so
yeah.
That's how the different countries ended up with different letter sounding different ways.
Interesting. See, I learn something new every day. Thank you for that, Randy.
You're welcome. I try.
Awesome. Well, I have everything here for you that's set up. Before I do make any transactions or purchases, I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification really quickly, Randy. So this is going to be another added protection for you. It will be sent to you in writing as well, okay? I'm just going to outline this because I want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I make the transaction. Sounds good?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Rishu Electric.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Randy Rishu, owner.
Perfect. You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
That is correct.
Awesome. And then you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Randy, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, Grossi. Did I say that correctly?
Correct.
See, I'm learning. Awesome. You do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. I have the you wrote the 877 number down. That is our customer service line. My tech team will be calling you on that number to do your onboarding call when I set that up for you, okay? And I'll make sure that you have that time available as well.
That extension 203 is for customer service, or
the extension 203 is for me directly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's if you want to get a hold of me and talk to me. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
I'm sorry, I was busy writing. Go ahead, say that again.
Yeah, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is January 24th, in the non-refundable amount, the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue, Randy, at your agreement at any time by contacting that client support number at that 877 number. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due if you ever needed to, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. What is a good day for you, Randy? Maybe tomorrow, or I can set it up for Friday for my tech team to reach out to you and do that onboarding call.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. I have 1 p.m., 2 p.m., and 3 p.m. available, which will be 3, 4, and 5 for you. Which one would you like?
The 3 p.m.
Okay.
For me.
3 p.m. Yeah. Okay.
It'd be 1 p.m. for you, right?
Yeah. You're central time, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So it'll be 1 p.m. for us. And then, so I want to formally welcome you, Randy, to Local Splash. We're like a family here. I am going to send you a couple of emails right now. It's just some welcome emails. Also, too, you're going to receive a couple of text messages. It is some welcome text messages as well. Can you pull that text message up for me? I'm just going to watch.
I just had two text messages come through.
Yeah.
Hold on a moment.
Yeah, no problem.
Hold on a moment. Okay,
so there's one text message that reads, Randy, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and there's a link right there, and it says my.localsplash.com/terms. It's going to take you to just to our terms and conditions page. Let me know when you get there. I'll walk you through that. Okay.
It's open.
Okay, so there's two checkboxes at the bottom. That's the service agreement and just outlines everything that we had talked about. There's one that says, I certify that I am the card authorization holder, and the other one is saying that, yes, I will receive text messages. So if we call you and you don't answer, we would just say, hey, Randy, we try to get a hold of you. Can you call us at your earliest convenience? Or, hey, we made some changes. This is what we did. So that way, you know, we don't tie up too much of your time either. You're just going to sign your name at the bottom, first and last name, and hit confirm. Once you do that, it's going to take you to a login form for just a username and password. Let me know when you get there, okay?
Okay, hold on a moment.
No problem. Take your time.
Okay, now I'm up to where it says username.
And password, perfect. So that's going to be the tracking system that I was talking to you about earlier. My tech team, when they go over this with you tomorrow, they are going to give you the login credentials because they're going to build it for you. And then they'll walk you through how you can see the trace of, like, how many clicks you're getting. You can track everything through your Facebook campaign through there as well. And then you'll be able to see, like, how well you're listing in your area. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now,
well,
everything... You don't have to fill anything in right now, no. I just wanted you to understand that tomorrow they are going to take you back to that page, and then they're going to be able to get you that up and running for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I have everything set here, so if you have any questions for me, you can go ahead and ask away. If not, I'm going to get working on your account here. I did send everything over to you in email. You do have an email from me as well from Charlie Mollenkamp, another one, that it's for a Google Calendar at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. your time. And then my tech team is going to reach out around 3:15. I would give yourself 30 to 45 minutes with them. They're just going to verify everything is correct, and then they're going to also to walk you through that process of setting those things up with you, okay?
Okay. Yeah,
all
I
right. Cool. Okay, Randy. Well, if you ever need me, you always have the 877 number with the 203. If I don't answer, please leave me a message, and I'll call you back within an hour. I probably stepped away from my desk, on a phone call, in a meeting, something. And if when you leave me a message, I'm always calling my customers back within the hour, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Randy. Well, I'm going to get started here. I appreciate you. I appreciate the time that you gave us here. Welcome to Local Splash. I'm going to get this all set up to you, and then we'll contact you tomorrow around 3 p.m., okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.